Hi, this is Officer Alan O'Neill, Kirkham Police. Here to talk about pedestrian safety. I got my helper here, Cayenne. Cayenne, how you doing today? She's going to help me show you how to cross a crosswalk. So the first thing you're going to do, you're going to approach a safe crosswalk, either a marked crosswalk or at the intersection corner there. So she's going to look left, and we're going to look right. And if no cars are coming, we're going to slowly step into the crosswalk and walk across, and we're going to keep looking when we're going across to make sure that no other cars are turning into our crosswalk. And we safely made it across. With Halloween right around the corner, I thought it was important to talk about some Halloween safety tips. We're here at the Party for Less store in Juanita, and to help me out, kind of talk about the safety tips, I have Cayenne here. How you doing, Cayenne, today? Good? Wave to the people out there? Okay, and I have Jordan here. He's gonna help me out too, right? So I want to first talk about costumes. As you can see, we want to have some bright colored costumes so people can see you out there walking. Jordan here, he's got some orange and some white, so it's kind of light. You know, some other ideas would be this really cool X-Wing pilot where it's like orange and very bright. You know, but some kids, maybe they don't want to do that and they want to go with the robe of horror. Okay, it's all dark and everything. That's okay too, because they have these neat little buckets like this with glowing lights on it. And at night, this thing would glow. You can also take bags or other kinds of buckets and put some reflective material on it where it's going to glow and shine. And it's real important for the length of the costume to not be too long. You want to make sure that they're not going to trip on it. As you can see, Cayenne, her length of her outfit is fine. When she walks, she's not going to trip on it. You don't want it to get snagged on anything. Or if you're walking up the stairs or something and they got a pumpkin, you don't want it to get caught in that pumpkin. Some other things to think about is if you're going to be wearing a mask, make sure that you have a good mask where the eye holes are not going to block your scenery. You can see by this mask here, I don't even know if you can guess where the eye holes are. They're right here in the nose. So that's going to be kind of hard for them to see when they're walking, and that's going to be a real safety issue. So you want to make sure that you're picking a mask that they can see out of. Maybe even have them put it on, just kind of look and see if they're looking back and forth. The same thing with makeup. You want to make sure you're using a good type of makeup that's not going to get in their eyes and cause them to sting and goof up their vision out there. Okay, some other things that we want to talk about is staying in groups when you're trick-or-treating out there. You want to protect the trick-or-treaters. It's good to have adults with you, or escorts that are going to be there to help out. Place one in the front of the group, one in the back of the group, and that's going to help you out from keeping stragglers from getting lost, or keep everybody in the same group. Have flashlights, even the trick-or-treaters. Light it up there so the motorists can see you. Now kids, what's the most important thing to do when you're out there trick-or-treating?
Stay together.
Another important thing to do is when you're out there walking, stay on the sidewalks. If there's no sidewalk available, and walk the left side of the road, because you want to be facing the traffic as far off to the side as you can and be alert for the drivers out there. Now kids, when you're trick-or-treating and you're going from house to house, do you want to run from that house into the road?
Never. I'd stay with whoever in my group.
Very good. What about you, Jordan?
No, I don't think so.
Very good. Yeah, you want to walk from house to house, you know, using caution when you're coming out and watching for the vehicles. For people out there driving vehicles during Halloween, just slow down, take your time, and be alert, because you're going to have people trick-or-treating, like Cayenne and Jordan, out there looking for candy. So be safe out there and be alert. And ready?
Happy Halloween!
This has been Officer Alan O'Neill. Thank you for watching, and stay safe out there.
If you have any questions or comments for Officer O'Neill or the Kirkland Police Department, please call 425-587-3400.